Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. It is Friday, and we have a lot to get into, so I'm going to skip the malarkey that I usually throw at you guys, and we're just going to talk about some news. So, today, the very first and most important probably thing of the day for emergencies is the Bishop Police Department dispatch main line is not functioning. Just to be clear, it's the main line. It's not 911. If you have an emergency, you can still call 911. But the main line to the Bishop Police Department is down. So you need to call 760-873-5867. Again, that's 760-873-5867. We'll get through this together. So there's an INYO Board of Supervisors meeting, December 7th. All the usual stuff, agenda, Zoom link, everything is listed at EasternSierraNow.com. So one cool thing we've all been waiting for, and by we all, I mean all of you that are athletic and have good knees, the Mammoth Ice Rink is open. That's right. The Mammoth Ice Rink is professionally maintained and refrigerated outdoor facility. It's located at 416 Sierra Park Road, adjacent to the Mammoth Lakes Library. The facility offers public skating sessions, skate improvement programs, adult and youth hockey programs, Friday night first-timer skate assist, and curling. Amenities include skate sharpening, skate rental, and snack and beverage services. The Mammoth Ice Rink is a drug, tobacco, and alcohol-free facility. Children 5 and under must skate with an adult, and children 10 and under must be supervised by an adult at all times. The facility is open 7 days a week, typically from 12 to 10 p.m., weather permitting, of course. Days and hours of operation are updated and published daily at mammothicerink.com, or you can call 760-965-3695. Sounds cool. Oh god, the dad jokes are coming out. Okay, the Mammoth Lakes Parks and Rec Sustainable Recreational Tourism Initiative virtual wrap-up meeting is 12/8. The community is invited to the Sustainable Recreation Tourism Initiative, the SRTI, virtual wrap-up on December 8th from 5 to 6:30. Registration is required, and you can register at EasternSierraNow.com. We will have an informal Zoom meeting format with a presentation approximately 5 to 6:30 p.m. that will include a quick overview of the SRTI. Additional information and presenters to discuss the 8 SRTI projects, including updates on the status of grant applications and funding sources, and an update on what comes next. You can head over to Eastern Sierra Now for more information on that. What else have we got here? I don't think these are all in order of importance, by the way. I'm kind of just trying to crank through a load of stuff because it's getting late on a Friday here and there was a lot that came out. Why they couldn't space us out for the rest of the week so I didn't have to, like, pretend one story was 12, I don't know. So there's a new Spanish transfer AA degree at Saracoso Community College. Put yourself ahead of the crowd, Saracoso's new Spanish language program. Saracoso Community College is offering a new Spanish Associate of Arts transfer degree, AAT. The AAT degree offers students the opportunity to complete a 2-year degree with course credits that allow them to transfer as a junior to designated Spanish bachelor's degree programs at California State Universities and gives priority admission considering to the local CSU campuses or to a program that is deemed similar to the community college major. The Spanish AAT degree offers 2 tracks to choose from, one for non-heritage speakers and another for heritage speakers, both guaranteed acceptance to the CSU system. This priority does not guarantee admission to specific majors or campuses. Let's get that straight right now. They're not paying for you. They're just saying, yeah, you can pay us. That's kind of what the gist of it is. This program of study prepares students for transfer to the CSU system to earn a baccalaureate in Spanish language linguistics. Of course, that's what I would get tongue-tied on, literature, culture, and translation. Provides students with a strong foundation in fundamental language skills, listening, reading, speaking, and writing, and a better understanding and appreciation of the diverse cultures of the Spanish-speaking world. The Associate of Arts in Spanish for transfer degree also serves as supplementary preparation for diverse professional fields such as healthcare, legal systems, social work, business, customer service, public relations, journalism, hospitality, travel industry, bilingual education, translation and interpretation, and nonprofit organizations. Employers are seeking marketable skills that help them expand their reach, and students can be a leader with an AAT degree in Spanish, said Spanish professor Lucila Gonzalez Siri. Clearly, I need to take the Spanish class. Sorry about that, professor. Clearly, I botched that name. The English and Foreign Language Department at Saragossa offers a rich selection of lower division courses from beginning to conversational to intermediate Spanish. Experienced instructors lead students to a valuable level of proficiency and cultural understanding in a stimulating and supportive environment. Learning is enhanced through a communicative approach, multimedia technology, and enriched by the international and Latino clubs at the college. Learning Spanish does not only provide practical life and career skills, but also gives new perspectives on the world. Students can use their coursework to satisfy electives and program requirements, cultivate personal interests, and continue on to major or minor in Spanish at a four-year college or university. All classes are taught online and at the Ridgecrest campus. Vaccination or exemption required for on-campus classes. Find out more at saragossa.edu. Saragossa Community College, your hometown college. ¿Dónde está el baño? That means on to the next story. Okay, here's another post from the Bishop PD. Just as scary. I've actually had this done to me. It's number one, it's terrifying because when you turn your car on, it's like a shotgun and you're not ready for it. Number two, it's an absolute pain in the ass. And you're listening to me right now. If you're the guy that did this to my car and I ever find you, I have a specific set of skills. I will find you, and I will kill you. The catalytic converter theft is a problem and has increased nationwide. The city of Bishop is also seeing this increase as we have experienced several thefts recently. The police department is asking residents to be mindful that these thefts are occurring and to please report any suspicious activity, vehicles, or persons. The Bishop Police Department, in cooperation with the Inyo County Sheriff's Department, arrested two people recently from Nevada who are related to recent catalytic converter thefts in our area. The investigation is ongoing, and the police department is also working closely with agencies in Mono County as the same suspects recently visited their area. The Bishop Police Department wants to assure the citizens of the city we are working on this issue and is asking for your help. If there are any victims who have not filed a report with the Bishop Police Department, they are encouraged to do so by calling, remember this number? 873-5867. That was your test from earlier. Yeah, that's a huge pain in the butt, and whoever's doing that, there's a lot of things I would say to you. So Mammoth Lakes appoints their new mayor, Linda Salcido. December 1st, the town council appointed Linda Salcido as mayor and John Wentworth as mayor pro tem. Council members are selected and appointed by the council each year to serve in the position of mayor and mayor pro tem. So congratulations to both of you, and let's see what you can get done in a year. The Mammoth Parcel has a little update here. On December 1st, town council received an update on the phase one plan for the parcel, which will provide 80 units of affordable rental housing in mid-2023. The project is being developed by the Pacific Company. The individuals who are interested in renting at the parcel, you may contact the Pacific Company toll-free at 855-452-8250. The town's effort to provide affordable housing ownership now, or housing now, for families earning up to 120% of the area median income, e.g. that's $77,950 for a family of two, is moving forward. The town, in partnership with Mammoth Lakes Housing, is providing funding to purchase existing housing units and sell these units to households working in our region at an affordable price. The units are deed restricted to retain affordability long term. The town's plan is to provide 6 to 8 units over the next 6 months. For additional information and to be considered for program contact, MLH at 760-934-4740. MLH also provides other housing related services for low income houses. And I think this might be the last story I have, and it is the cutest by far. I always can't. Oh my God, I love this organization. I love everything they do. I am backing them 150,000%. Eastern Sierra now has partnered with Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue to bring you the Furry Friend of the Week. Here's the problem. When I'm the one that has to fill this out and I have to talk about it, I got to look at his little brown eyes, and it makes me want to go immediately to the thing and adopt him right now from the pound, and I can't do that. So it just kills me. I'm one of those that can't listen to the Sarah McLachlan commercials because, I'm just going to have to go outside and run a couple of laps and try to forget about his cute little face. Who am I talking about? Hugo, an excellent ball player who loves the outdoors. He walks gentle on the leash, he understands commands, he's housebroken, and is quiet in his kennel. He has met other dogs and did just fine. He's 1.5 years old, he's a Labrador mix who is hoping with all of his heart his dream of finding a loving home will come true soon. If you are interested in Hugo, he's basically a little black lab, he's the cutest thing I've ever seen, and he has a white patch on his chest with little white paws, and he is absolutely adorable. I have a black lab myself, Odie, the Wonder Dog, and he would absolutely love Hugo. I just can't afford to take on another dog. Otherwise, every week there would be an adoption, and it would be mine, and I would be running a pound of my own. But then they couldn't have the dogs, so it's more like you pay to come play with my dogs. Maybe that would be a good business opportunity for people that can't really take care of a dog, but they want to play with dogs. I can just get like 50 dogs, and then people can come pay me in food and kibble for the dogs. And then they can play with them. I'll have to consider this. But in the meantime, why don't you go check it out at EasternSierraNow.com, the Furry Friend of the Wink. Wink. Furry Friend of the Week. And it is located on our website. So go check out Hugo. Give them a call. Trust me, you're going to want him. I think that's going to do it for Eastern Sierra Now. We've kind of hit our time here, haven't we? It's going to be a big weekend. Remember that tomorrow is the Christmas parade. It starts at 4:30 in Bishop. Sierra Shanty has an open house going on, as well as a few other people. And then the tree lighting ceremony follows immediately after the parade. So be safe out there. Make sure you have a great time. And the Shop Local raffle ends on the 17th. I'm kind of trying to find all this for you at the same time. Yeah, that's what's coming up this weekend. So the parade is this weekend. Tomorrow, 4:30. So head out there, stake out your spot, and get ready for some white Christmas fun. Okay, this has been Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now.